Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passionout Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 31st, Friday, 2020, day 213. Today's topic, we live for Jesus, not religious people anymore. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thanks through your day for all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 80, verses 8 to 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 1 to 36, Romans chapter 14 verses 1 to 23, Proverbs 20 verse 12. Today's main passages. The first one is from Romans chapter 14 verses 7 to 13. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacles in the way of a brother or sister. The second passage, 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 27 to 33. Hezekiah gave the order to sacrifice the burnt offerings on the altar. As the offering began, singing to the Lord began also, accompanied by trumpets and the instruments of David, king of Israel. The whole assembly bowed in worship, while the musicians played and the trumpets sounded. All this continued until the sacrifice of the burnt offering was completed. When the offerings were finished, the king and everyone present with him knelt down and worshipped. King Hezekiah and his officials ordered the Levites to praise the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph, the seer. So they sang praises with gladness and bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, you have now dedicated yourselves to the Lord. Come and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the temple of the Lord. So the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. The number of burnt offerings the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 male lambs, all of them for burnt offerings to the Lord. The animals consecrated as sacrifices amounted to 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep and goats. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is we live for Jesus, not religious people anymore. There are quite a number of people want to know the difference between religious people and Christians because they do not want to become religious people intentionally or unintentionally. Today's Romans and especially 2 Chronicles of how King Hezekiah led the whole nation to return to God is a good example of being a Christian. Number one, live for ourselves no more, but to live for Jesus, belongs to Jesus. Number two, judge people no more and never look down upon anyone. Number three, do not worship money and not to use our money to purchase all kinds of what we long to have, but to worship God and make offerings to God with everything we have. Is it clear enough for you to understand whether you are a Christian or not? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be a true Christian, worshiping you with everything we have, that we live for you, but not for ourselves anymore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you all.